Hello, and welcome to the teacher edition of the Steve Barkley Ponders Out Loud podcast. The complexity of teaching is both challenging and rewarding. And my curiosity is piqued whenever I explore with teachers the multiple pathways for facilitating student engagement in the exciting world of learning. This podcast looks to serve teachers as they motivate, coach, and support their learners. The IKEA effect, getting investment in learning. Angela Duckworth, the researcher and author around the topic of grit, posted a blog titled Harnessing the IKEA Effect for Student Motivation. That blog sent me exploring to find out more about just what is the IKEA effect. Duckworth shared that she had put together an IKEA stool, and she found that her assessment of its beauty had increased substantially over her husband's view of the finished piece. She was confident that had their roles reversed, in other words, had he assembled the stool, his rating would be higher than hers. That sense of having increased value in a product that you have produced has been labeled the IKEA effect. An early hint of the effect of labor on the value of a product emerged in the 1950s with the production of cake mixes. The initial products were interpreted as making baking too easy, thus decreasing the value of the cake. When the manufacturers implemented the need for adding eggs to the prepared mix, consumers were more comfortable with the finished product. While we often seek to avoid unnecessary effort, a lab experiment found that participants randomly assigned to build an IKEA storage box were willing to pay a 63% premium to take it home with them, compared to those who were given the chance to buy an identical pre-assembled box. Thus, the person's sweat equity increased the value. An initial conflict emerged for me as I considered the IKEA effect, because it doesn't seem to apply to me when it comes to IKEA purchases. Discomfort sets in for me in the store or when the delivery occurs, and tends to continue throughout the building process, and frequently even increases as I look at the final construction. A Harvard Business School paper shed some light for me on my conflict. Quote, "The psychological process by which labor leads to love requires consideration of an additional crucial factor, the extent to which one's labor is successful. Thus, our account suggests that only when people successfully complete a labor-intense task do they come to value the fruits of that labor, the products they have created." End quote. Ah, now I get it. I do experience the IKEA effect at times, just not when I'm doing an IKEA construction. Duckworth shared an example of implementing the IKEA effect in her classrooms. Quote, "At the beginning and end of each class, two teams of students share the microphone. The opening team prepares a four-minute interactive activity that dovetails with the lecture that Duckworth is about to give. The closing team interviews a guest speaker, introducing them to the class, asking the first questions, and moderating questions from the rest of the class. These two activities take a lot of work. The teams meet several times in advance, brainstorming, researching, coming up with a game plan, and then rehearsing." End quote. I've placed the link to Duckworth's blog in the lead-in to this podcast. I often point to the motivation that results when students have responsibility for deciding upon and planning the process, as well as doing the work of reaching a learning outcome. The teacher's task, in addition to providing the opportunity or the challenge for learners, is to provide the necessary motivation and scaffolding. You see, when I tackle an IKEA construction project, I generally lack the motivation to take on the challenge. See, I know I can order and pay for assembly when ordering the delivery. And I've experienced that the visual directions provided by IKEA are insufficient for my existing construction abilities. When the directions say to put screw C into hole F, I have difficulty deciding which screw is screw C. Undoing a mistake that I make later isn't as easy as when I make a mistake on my computer. I do assume that with some coaching support over time, I could develop the necessary skills to increase my success and experience the IKEA effect. I'm guessing, as happens with our students, I find ways to avoid a failure experience. A teacher's knowledge of students increases the teacher's success at aligning the right motivation with just the right amount of scaffolding. We empower learners when we can increase their voice and choice in selecting learning outcomes and provide access to scaffolding when needed and requested. With a quick search at barclaypd.com, you'll be able to find podcasts and blogs where I've discussed the issue of scaffolding. You see, I'm convinced that very often over-scaffolding can squelch learning as much or maybe even more than under-scaffolding. Over-scaffolding, making the task too easy for a student, and this can occur when some students need scaffolding, and the teacher chooses to scaffold the activity for the whole class, that scaffolding, making the task too easy, can defeat the likelihood of students experiencing the IKEA effect. In an earlier podcast, which I've also provided the link in the lead-in, I interviewed Joe Griffin and some of his students at the Honey Creek Community School in Michigan. Joe is a social studies teacher, and he had his students create a simulation for their parents on homelessness. Students contacted community service providers and some homeless individuals to gather the information they needed to increase the realness of their simulation. One student rode the bus and interviewed the driver about homeless folks with mental or health issues riding the bus, so that during their simulation, when parents were given a scenario that they had to play out as a homeless individual, their experiences in the simulation would be as real as possible. When I interviewed the students about their experience, the IKEA effect was present, as are stated in the words of this student. Quote, "You really want the outcome to be good. You want to be happy with the finished product. You want the people you're interacting with to know that you put in enough time and research on the project." Take a listen to that podcast and you'll hear Joe's reason for designing the learning task for his students, and you'll hear more of his students describe their experiences. If you are seeking a way to increase student engagement, especially during this virtual and hybrid learning settings, planning for student ownership of the product and process might tap in to the IKEA effect. I'd love to hear your examples of learning activities that captures students' deeper engagement. You can contact me at barclaypd.com. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening in, folks. I'd love to hear what you're pondering. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Barclay or send me your questions and find my videos and blogs at barclaypd.com.